everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. 7:33, Brock Hunter.
Yes. What is it, Tuesday? Now with it, let's go.
Okay then. Screw it, let's do it. It's Tuesday, Hal. Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There is a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local school, restaurant, store. And they're growing. You can grow with Specialite. Start a new career today. Hit them up. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's something that you thought was easy or you think is easy until you tried it? You can comment on Facebook here. Give us a call, 925-WIRX. Mine, I do. I feel kind of like a goober because I was like, oh, I can do this. So back when I was younger, I drew quite a bit. You know, I submitted some things at like the Dane County Fair for the drawing competitions, and I was all right. I was okay, but I get no Picasso by any means. But anyway, recently I saw some really cool fly fishing drawings, and they were done with charcoal. Right, you know the charcoal drawings where you just got like the big chunk of charcoal and you, you know, very kind of like rough and not, and I'm like, you know what, I could do that. I got the hand-eye coordination. I could probably pull something like that off. And I was like, it's just a few, you know, it's not intricate. You know, it's mostly just kind of like, you know, shapes and outline. It's not intricate. It's not like doing a realistic, you know, like a lifelike drawing, right? So I'm like, I can do this. So I got the charcoal. I got the paper. I got everything. And then I did it. I'm like, man, this sucks. I'm so bad at this. I am not.
It's weird. It's not easy, man.
Like you can see,
I have some creative juices.
I could see the picture in my head. I knew exactly how I wanted it to turn out. And it's like, all right, yeah, I could just make my hand do this, do that. Ended up just looking, oh God, it was terrible. It was embarrassing. And I'm like, I hope no one ever sees this photo.
And stick to drinking, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got. So that's
just a couple across my mind, man. Sticking a USB in the first time, that's impossible. Seems easy. It's not.
When are we gonna have that? Where it's you can stick it in anyway.
God. All right. The other day, I ripped something on my jacket, and I'm like, all right, I'll just go sew it up here real quick. Dude, I think I spent like an hour, literally maybe 45 minutes trying to thread that needle. Could not do it. I have no idea why.
You need the needle, the threader. You got one of those?
I needed something. I just gave it to the wife. I'm like, here, can you do this for me? I can't. These fingers are working.
What? I can't do it.
I can't do it. The other one, obviously, for me would be golf. Golf looks easy. You watch it on TV and you're like, look at that guy.
You know what?
Look at this old guy swinging a club.
Good for you. You could have just left it be. None of us would have questioned your golf game. But it's good to be introspective and realize, like, okay, yeah, I could always improve on it, you know. And it's not
always improving golf.
Dude. I think you and I probably say that to each other every time we're on the golf course. Like, what? We know how it goes. We've swung a golf club before. Why can't I just put the ball where I want to put it? It's not hard. My brain says it's not even moving.
It's right there in front of me. It's sitting there.
Yeah.
And nobody's even saying anything. I got full concentration.
Yep. I've practiced the swing. I've seen it on TV. I've watched YouTube videos. Okay, brain, time to do it. No, you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's a good one. That is a very, very good one. I like that. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What did you think was easy until you tried it? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Hunter.
Dwayne. Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
7:42, your Specialite topic of the day today. What did you think was easy until you tried it?
Well, I can't do it.
I just can't do it. Brandon said getting along with a mother-in-law.
Nice.
Oh, it should be fine, right? I mean, wait, no.
It's either an impossible to get along with or you just love them to death.
Yeah. I'm lucky. My mother-in-law is fantastic. But I've seen some terrible ones out there. I've seen some awful ones.
Ugh. I just thought of one. How about juggling? Have you ever tried juggling?
Dude, that's such a good answer. Yeah, like, okay, I get it. Throw one up, dude, I couldn't juggle. If the aliens came down and said, we are going to ruin the planet unless that guy right there juggles.
There can juggle.
And he points at me.
For like 5 seconds.
Sorry, guys, can't do it.
So I can get like 1, 2, 3. I don't think I can catch 4.
No.
It's like
yeah, you can do that.
So do you ever do the two with one hand? So two balls, one hand.
No,
and then you just kind of trade the balls.
That's something you picked up in college.
I knew I was leading myself into something there. I can kind of do that with the two.
Yeah.
I might be running around the room trying, you know, because I never throw it straight up.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good one. People out there juggling like machetes, dude. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How?
Dude, chainsaws. I've seen a man juggle chainsaws. All right. And Jesus. If you give me three cotton balls, I'm going to end up breaking something somehow.
Right.
Yeah. It's insane.
They tell you to start with tissues because tissues flow. You
know, do the tissue. You know what I'm going to do next break? Once we go to break, I'm getting some tissues. I'm going to try it now.
Pat Moody's going to text me. Brock's over in the studio juggling tissues.
What are you guys doing this morning?
You guys have any prep work to do or anything?
Let's see. What's something you thought was easy until you tried it? Mark said adulthood. Amen to that. Yeah. Laura said raising kids. And I'll be honest. You know what? That is a good one. Because as someone without kids at this point, it's very easy to just look at it and be like, come on now. Look at these right. bastards. I wouldn't raise my kids that way. But also, I don't have kids. I sleep in on Sunday mornings. You know what I mean?
You have nothing to stand on. Nor exactly. do I.
I mean, come on. Is it really that hard? Come on.
Just talking to a buddy recently, though, if it had one, you just see the look in his face like, dude, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
I've never seen him like that before. It's like he was just defeated, dude, you know? The look of defeat, like, deep into his eyes. I'm like, dude, you're all right? He's like, dude, I don't know what I got myself into, man. But
just wait for that sweet grip of death coming, and I can finally take a nap. Good answers. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that you thought was easy until you actually tried it?
I can't do it.
Good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Ooh, what's up? Morning.
Morning. This is your special ed topic of the day as we continue on. What's something that you thought was easy until you actually tried it? Let's take a couple phone calls here. What did you think was easy until you tried it? WIRX, hello.
I'm going to be serious for one. Playing any musical instrument.
Any musical instrument. Have you tried any? What instruments have you tried?
I play drums.
You play drums. See, now I can't do drums. You'd think it'd be easy, but I can't do it.
It is. Yeah, exactly. People don't realize how much coordination and mind frame you have to play drums.
Yep.
Because everything is doing something different every time.
Yep. Yeah, I can't do the one beat with my feet and another thing with my hands. I end up just doing the same beat with my feet and my hands, and it's drummer in the world. All right. It was actually a good answer for once. Thanks.
Yeah, we know what else you beat, but that's
I'm going to beat you. All right, thanks for the call, Chris.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. I can't do... Have you tried any instruments other than the didgeridoo?
You know what, man? I've tried... You know, I got a didgeridoo upstairs I can kind of play. But I don't even think that counts. You just blow into a tube.
I can do it with I can make the noise with my mouth. That does not count, Hunter. That does not count.
You know, maybe the jaw harp. You know what those are?
Those are hard to play, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost a tooth one time trying to play one of them.
Well, it fits then for the jaw harp. But, instrument, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. We got some more answers on Facebook. What's something that you thought was going to be easy until you tried it? Son of Sam said getting rid of a body. Of course he did. Sandra said magic. That's a good answer. And you actually are very good at magic.
I was showing you guys some magic over the weekend. I kind of blew your mind.
That's why I was getting so so worked up when I was boozed up and watching you do magic, because it just blows my mind. And you think it'd be easy. You think like, okay, I'm just going to make this. No. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's a lot of hand coordination.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why I got C's in high school, because I sit in the back and practice magic.
You know it's easy until you try it. Getting Hunter to focus in school instead of horsing around.
Very ADD when it comes to.
But you're great at magic now. Look how well that worked out. You can't remember how to do long division, but I tell you what, you can make a quarter disappear.
And I got you to stand up out of your seat this weekend,
didn't I? You did. So there you go. I guess it all works out. It all. You didn't ask me to do long division, and you got me excited. And so it's fine. It's fine. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show. We come back. Stick around.